Father, we bless you this day. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for your love that we cannot compare. Thank you for all that you have done for us, O God. We exalt you. We lift you up higher, Lord. We declare your majesty. We lay our crown before you. We say, Lord, take all the glory. All glory belongs to you, O God. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised and adored. All glory, all honor, we return unto you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I suspend every activity of the enemy over my day. I suspend every activity of the wicked over my day. The enterprise of the wicked is frustrated over my day. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of the wicked, the tokens of the diviner is frustrated over me. Surely, there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. In the name of Jesus, every ordinance of evil over this day is cancelled for my sake. In the name of Jesus, I declare every handwriting of evil over my day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. My stepping out today is unto life and not unto death, is unto blessings and not unto failure. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the benefit of his mercy. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord this day. In the name of Jesus, all that is in you this day work together in my favor. All that is in you this day work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The glory of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, it is well with me. I declare today, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. The Lord pronounce his blessing upon the works of my hand. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. I go out today, I manifest the goodness of the Lord. I go out today, I manifest the blessings of the Lord. I go out today, the favor of the Lord manifest upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I stand on his word and I draw provision from his presence in the name of Jesus. His word says the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I receive my provision of this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, when others will be saying there is casting down, I will be saying there is lifting for me in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am watered from the presence of the Lord. I am planted in the courts of the Lord. Surely, goodness and mercy are my companion this day in the name of Jesus. As I dwell in his house, as I dwell in his court forever, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my God, is my shepherd. Oh, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Oh, the Lord my God prepares a table, prepares the feast of mercy, feast of his goodness before me today. I eat, I partake of his mercy, I partake of the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over my day in the name of Jesus. Every activity of darkness is suspended in the name of Jesus. I declare by his word, no weapon that is set up against me shall prosper. The weapon of the enemy will not prosper over my day. And every tongue that professes evil concerning me, the tongue is condemned and their words are cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every influence of darkness over my day. In the name of Jesus, I silence every voice that professes evil concerning me. I silence you forever. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of evil, language of infirmity, language of sickness, language of lack, language of evil around me. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up on Sunday. 4 days away now. Today is Wednesday. It's going to come up this Sunday, 19th of July, 2026. It's a time for us to praise God, to pray, and to receive words from the mouth of the Lord. It's a praise, prayer, and prophecy program. The theme for the program is Feast of Mercy. He said he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, what a great feast of mercy that your enemy looks at you as you rejoice at the table of the king. You table your request before the king, and the king pronounces his blessings upon you. So come, let us gather together on the 19th of July 2026 by 4 p.m. Sunday, 19th of July, this month, by the grace of God. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. The venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Yogodu Junction, Songo, Eleele Road, in Ibadan. I would love to see you there. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. I told you that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The scripture says, "For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The thought of the Lord is to bless you with his goodness and to bring you to the place of establishment, to bring you to the place of satisfaction." Now, this is a recap from what we spoke about yesterday. I told you that one of the things that gives you access to the thoughts of the Lord, one thing that assures the establishment of the goodness of the Lord upon your life, is obedience. Because obedience is showing your absolute trust in God and in his word, and that of a certainty God cannot mismanage my life, that your thought, your trust is repose in him, your trust is in him, and that you believe in him absolutely, that God cannot mismanage my life no matter what. We have seen it from men that has gone ahead of us, even recorded in the scripture. We have seen it as a testimony of our fathers. We have seen it that they trusted their life into the hands of the Lord through their obedience, and God did not mismanage their life. God cannot mismanage my life, of a certainty. So what you have to do is to walk with him in obedience, to show unto him your heart's disposition unto God, that you believe him, you trust him, that you have this confidence in him, that God cannot mismanage my life. God cannot mismanage my resources. God cannot mismanage my life. He's the one that gives me the life. He cannot mismanage it. Obedience is the key to your establishment. We are able to put together yesterday that obedience is your major key to establishment, your access to the prophecy that is upon you, your access to the covenanted promises of God upon your life. Obedience is the key. Obedience plays a major role in your life, in you getting to the place that God has ordained for you. Now listen to me, dearly beloved. Samuel told Saul in the scripture, the Bible says, "So Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of ram." Dearly beloved, note this. God takes delight on your life than your sacrifices. God's delight is upon your life, not on the sacrifices. He desires your showing to him that you stand with him in obedience with his word, in obedience to his promises upon your life, because you are his temple. Let me say that again. God takes great delight upon your life than the sacrifices that you want to offer. Of course, the sacrifice is important, yes, but his delight, his heart desire is upon you to have relationship with you more than the sacrifices you want to offer, because you are his temple. Know this, that you are the temple of the Lord and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Or do you not know that? That you are the temple of the Lord. So you are the temple of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. Disobedience defiles the temple. Disobedience creates distance between you and your establishment. Disobedience creates distance between you and your fulfillment in life. You cannot be a man that carries the grace of God. You cannot be a man that carries the presence of God. You cannot be a man that carries covenanted promises upon his life and stands against God in constant disobedience. It will not work. You cannot say that you desire fulfillment. You desire the establishment of your covenanted promises. You desire the fulfillment of your covenanted prophecies, and you are not standing with God in obedience. It will not stand. Saul lost everything due to disobedience. I told you yesterday I'm going to speak about the example of people, of some men in the scripture. Saul lost everything due to disobedience. Listen, one of the mistakes that Saul made was that he fell to the error of the words of men and he listened to the voice of reasoning from men. Do not fall to the error of the words of men and the voice of human reasoning. They are far from the voice of God and the word of God. Let me put it in a better way for you to understand. Do not fall into the error of the words of men, nor glorify the reasonings of human beings above the word of God, above the voice of God. They are far from the word of God. They do not stand side by side. Saul fell from his throne by listening to the voice of reasoning, by listening to the words of men. Men will tell you that you should use your common sense in some aspects of your life. While the word of God is telling you to stay, men will ask you to arise and go. So now, choosing the word of men over the voice of God is disobedience. And if you go when God asks you to stay, no matter the years that you have gone, you will still wait for that time that is expecting you to wait. So you cannot prioritize the reasoning of men over the word of God, over the voice of God. Saul fell from the place of establishment by disobedience, and Samuel told him, do you think that God's interest is in this fat ram, is in these sacrifices? God's interest is upon your life, in you obeying him and trusting him, that come what may, God cannot mismanage your life. God cannot. He cannot mismanage your time. God cannot mismanage your life. I say it again. He will not mismanage your life. Talk about Joseph. Joseph ran and fulfilled his covenanted prophecy. He became one of the greatest men in the history of greatness. He ran. When Potiphar's wife took hold of his garment, he ran. He did not listen to the voice of men. I believe that if it were in these days, and he probably discussed with some men that are with him, they would tell him, my friend, this is an opportunity for you to be the most beloved person in this house. But Joseph knew that there is a greater picture than Potiphar's house. There is a greater picture than the mere simple pleasure of this present time. So he ran. He chose to stand in obedience with the covenanted prophecy that is upon him. He ran. He chose obedience. Saul listened to the voice of reason of men. He lost the kingdom totally. What do we say about Samson? I've said it times without number on this platform and in so many places that the Lord has given us the opportunity to speak. I love talking about Samson. A man so great that the spirit of might is upon him, giving him physical strength. A man that slew a young lion with his bare hand. A man that fought an army with the jawbone of a donkey. A man with an unimaginable power and strength. But do you know, he lost it all on the table of disobedience. God's interest is in your life more than your work, more than the sacrifices. God's interest is upon you. It takes more interest in your life than the work that you want to do for him. It takes interest in you standing with him in obedience so that the covenanted prophecies upon your life can be fulfilled. Dearly beloved, I want you to understand this as I begin to round up and hold this in your hand. Multitude of sacrifices cannot replace obedience, and it cannot downplay the place of obedience. Listen, direction is useless when obedience is absent. Direction is useless when you don't stand with God in obedience. He gives you direction, you go the wrong way. So that direction is useless when you are not standing in obedience. prophecies are wasted when the carrier is not living in obedience. Revelation are of no use when you constantly defile the terms of your consecration in disobedience. When you constantly defile the terms of your consecration in disobedience, then that revelation is useless. When you don't stand with God in obedience, beloved, this morning, ask the Holy Spirit to help you repent of your disobedience. The consequence of disobedience is too high. It's not something that you can pay. You cannot pay the price, for the sin of disobedience is like rebellion, and rebellion is like a sin of witchcraft. The sin of disobedience is as worse as rebellion. You are rebelling against the Lord, against the word of God. Disobedience is showing that you are proud. You are bigger than God. You are bigger than His word. Ask that the Holy Spirit will help you. This is a word that touches you and touches me, because many of us will live our life in constant defilement of the word of God, disobeying His word upon our lives every day. Pray, Holy Spirit, help me. I cannot do this by my strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, today I stand before you. I repent of all my disobedience. I repent of them all. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord, to stand upon your word in obedience, to receive your word in obedience, to receive the fulfillment of your prophecy with obedience. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the hand of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord favor you. The Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.